In this episode, you'll discover a daily progress-building communication habit that can be done in 2 or 3 minutes flat to create connection no matter how distant your marriage feels. So welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is your one podcast for learning everything you need to know to become the marriage-transforming hero of your relationship. The 3 marriage-transforming benefits you'll gain by listening to this episode are: number 1, gaining a high-leverage connection habit you can fit in the busiest of family schedules. It's super simple. Number 2, a simple tool to focus you and your wife's awareness on the things that are going well. And number 3, a daily habit guaranteed to build momentum in the right direction towards connection. This is heroic humility moment, the touching base with where you're at. Do you ever find that evenings are packed with same shit, different day routines of dinners, tidying up today's mess, your wife and you preparing for tomorrow's challenges in work and life, rallying the kids against their will to get washed and go to bed and actually sleep preferably, and ending in depleted energy where your mind doesn't know what any meaning today had beyond the usual same shit, different day and repeat? Any hands going up in the crowd if we were in a live audience together? There'd be a lot of hands going up. You know, any wonder crashing onto the couch, binge watching your favorite show or mindlessly scrolling your smartphone becomes the daily disconnected evening reality for so many husbands and wives. Leading in marriage, in married life in modern day, it's hard. It's difficult. It takes astounding efforts to get all the jobs done, and the time you get through all the problems, all the things you have to solve, all the boxes you need to tick, by the end of the day, man, it's like you're just exhausted, you're spent. I know I had that for many, many years. And they were the years where my experience of marriage was, I wasn't fully aware of the time. I was telling the outer world story of, you know, things are fine and working. But when I look back, I was dying on the inside, and I look back now and I know that my queen was dying on the inside. She was experiencing this progressive dying of any hope. There was a background hopelessness and helplessness in her that, hey, eventually led to her very nearly, well, becoming intoxicated with another man that I invited under our roof, etc., etc., etc. So it's a major thing. It's a major thing to become aware of that. And this tool that we're going to talk about today, it's a real booster. It's a phenomenally powerful booster pack that is pretty much guaranteed to boost your nervous system, to boost your queen's nervous system. It's the shot in the arm that you're really, really wanting in this divine challenge that you have as a husband, that your queen has as a wife, you know, as parents. You're doing this epic journey, but that epic journey can feel really heavy. This is the practice that, when done on a daily basis, will give you that sense of meaning, that sense of purpose, that sense of pride of, wow, there was a meaningful day, a job well done. It's such a simple practice. Myself and my beautiful queen have been doing it. We've been doing versions of it, but more formally for a while now. And it's really turning the corner for that last portion of the day. It's really a beautiful boost for that time. I call it the triple P practice. I said that, I typed that down this morning and formulating it more formally, and it was like, my girls started laughing. It's like triple P, I don't know about around the world, but like P, you know, it's like the girls were like, yeah, that's just wrong. So maybe not the triple P, it's the personal partnership progresses habit. I'll work on the name. So the personal partnership progress is habit, that practice that you can do on a daily basis. Well, it's written into the title of it. Personal and partnership progresses. It's placing your awareness on the progress that you feel you have made today, you yourself, and it's placing your awareness on the partnership. Your partnership working together with your queen. You, first of all, that it's in the name, the essence and the focus needs to be on you have this partnership. When you so commonly end up oriented towards looking at the infinite amount of problems, the problems of disconnection, the problems in arguments, the problems of kids not going to bed, the problems of kids not, or, you know, not behaving well or getting good results in school, the problems of the in-laws, the problems of the, you know, end of quarter issues at work and tension coming home, the problems. Married life becomes less feeling like you are in a partnership and more feeling like you're just these cohabiting entities. Not even friends. It's like from the same apartment complex, your room or apartment number 10, she's like apartment number 14, and you just happen to bump into each other quite a bit during the day. The essence and the idea, the energetic connection where you feel like we're a partnership. We actually are working as a team. I really wanted to put it into the title there. Because you do want to build the muscle off that and build the awareness on that on a daily basis. So all of this is, I would break it into black and white thinking of there's progress or problem focus. There are going to be an infinite number of problems. And I would encourage you to look at the problems as being puzzles. They're puzzles yet to be figured out. So take less of the negative focus, less of that stress-inducing perception of them being problems going ahead. They're puzzles to figure out. But there are a list of those. They're going to be coming at you left, right, and center. That's a part of the game. The only reason we get caught up with them is we have not had this cultural tendency or allowance or encouragement to look at progress. Tony Robbins, one of his key messages is, you know, humans come alive once you have a sense that, you know, that you created something that was that gave you a feeling of progressing today. Within the movement, in Heroic Husbands, and one-on-one clients, with guys in the community and training platform, which is going beautiful. There's great results happening there for guys. The incessant focus is on progress, and the definition from a masculine leadership perspective of progress. Progress is one of the three masculine leadership characteristics or superpowers. And there's presence, progress, and protection. Well, progress is leading the conversations and the system setup necessary to manifest your family's expanding vision. So progress is there. And this practice becomes a key daily idea, super simple one, to focus in a conversation super quick with your queen together in the evening, to focus on what the progress was that you made personally, each of you, and together in partnership. And when you start building that muscle, you're focusing on the good shit. Where the energy, where your attention goes, where your awareness goes, the energy flows. When you get into that same shit, different day reality, so much of the attention ends up going on the problems, on the things yet to be done, on we're at A, but goddamn, we need to get the A to B, like child from A to B, situation from A to B, no money in the bank, we need to get to the situation B, money in the bank. It's all from where you're not at now to where you need to get. And there's a lot of sacred meaning in a lot of those tasks, but it really erodes a sense of aliveness and a sense of pleasure and a sense of joy and a sense of happiness to be constantly chasing. This is the opposite. It's going, hey, let's fill our tank at A. We're doing really well here. We're doing awesome. There's a ton of things that we can celebrate every single day. My encouragement with this is it's a muscle that needs building. It's like a part of your nervous system that, for most people, when I introduce ideas like this first, it can actually be quite a challenge. I want to open you up to that. From a shadow work perspective, there's like this, I know in Australia, a load of Australian guys, members in the movement, they call it tall poppies syndrome. It's like, you know, you can't be the one that celebrates yourself or puts the focus on, oh, look at my progress. So, you know, in Ireland, I know growing up, it was like self-praise is no praise. So I do state that can be, there can be this cultural, strong, subconscious, like sense of denial or sense of this is awkward. And I would really emphatically encourage you to lean in past that initial resistance and actually notice the resistance and go, ah, well, look at that. My nervous system doesn't know how to fill my own cup, how to put the wind into my own sails. And hey, if you're finding a resistance in even noticing the progress that you are making in a partnership, just notice that there's a handbrake that pulls up in your own nervous system. It's a real key sign. Push through that resistance. The benefits are massive. Once you get this going in your nervous system, and then your queen gets going with this in her nervous system, you know, the wind is in horse sails, the wind is in your sails. You start, both of you start acknowledging the progress that each of you made in the partnership. So you've got the personal base ticked. You acknowledge and recognize your own progress, and then you do the partnership. So this upward cycle happens. I'll talk about certain, just how you might structure that in certain simple ideas. I'd encourage you to become aware that there is nothing too small to focus on, to go, hey, that was progress. Actually, the more you give yourself the permission to focus on what seem to be small things and go, hey, that was progress. I really loved that. I did that thing, or I said that thing, or I had the courage. And where you notice a progress, especially when you notice something in yourself or in the partnership of, there was a struggle to do that before, but you broke through some resistance and you now did it. It's like a new behavior that your queen has been asking, that you have been wanting to do, you know, that you brought a new behavior, that you're setting a new pattern. It's like, man, have like a 20-piece brass band playing, like, you know, you're the world champions coming back home from the tournament. Like, go allow your nervous system get excited, bring encouragement to that, bring praise, bring love, bring joy to it. When you do that, you are the masculine leader. You are leading with the allowance for your nervous system to celebrate it. Even if your queen has some resistance, I know my beautiful queen, she was laughing again today. She's like, she feels this edge doing this practice nearly all the time. It needs some encouragement from me, a bit of humor. We laugh about it. I tell her, it's like, oh, the progress we're making in partnership, you're even bothering to do this with me. You know, we keep that softness there because, hey, in my queen's past, I mean, she was hammered and emotionally abused in horrifying ways. She is the host of the podcast called Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers. She's had astounding abuse in her early days. So for her to praise herself, to put the focus on, oh, I'm making this progress, it's a really challenging thing. So I do encourage you, if your queen feels hesitant to join you there, don't take it like a temperamental teenager of, oh, here I am, I'm trying to change your marriage and I'm listening to the podcast, I'm doing the work my side and you won't even join me there in this thing that could be so positive for us. Meet her there with a compassionate heart. And if there's a handbrake that comes up in her nervous system to enter into this experience, maybe lead and speak your own progresses. Hey, I just want to speak mine then. I'm proud, I'm happy with these progresses that I made. So what you end up doing is, and you can, if you can bring this, hey, you could bring this in at the end of dinner with your kids there. Probably preferable that you, if you can, you might need to go quite general. You mightn't be able to get more specific in certain elements of progress that are more intimate details that you'd want to keep, you know, between yourselves. So you can do a general thing with the family and, hey, set a culture where your kids are celebrating their own progress. A general family, that would be an amazing thing. However, for the point of this episode, I'm going to go with it's a container that you set for a few minutes, 2-3 minutes, could be 4 or 5, guys. You can slow down and relax into it. It can be one that on the run you can tick the box in 2 or 3 minutes, and if you want to slow down to it, hey, myself and my queen, sometimes we end up into a 10, 15, 20 minute conversation about the progress. It sparks it off. So feel into it. What's available in the moment. Like different things. I was writing down ones, you know, like when I do the practice with my queen, I speak to personal progress. If Matilda normally wants me to go first because she's warming up to it. It's like personal progress. For example, just some small examples, but it's to give you an idea of it, like personal progress. I recognize meaningful progress today when I managed to remain patient with her son when he started crying after crashing his bike. And you can have like a super quick what the perceived progress was in that. It's like, oh, you know, I usually shut down or get emotionally hard. So that felt really good to be able to hold space for him. I recognize meaningful personal progress today when I got my shit in order at work to leave on time and come home relaxed. It's like, baby, I know you've been given feedback on that. So I just felt that was really great personal progress. And hey, here's to more of that coming. You know, a meaningful personal progress today was when I calmly owned my need to go for a walk and sit in nature by myself. When I came home from work and hey, I returned calm and refreshed, which felt amazing. And I felt that I was more connected with you. Then you'd shift to, well, you can mix and match it. Like if you go with your personal progresses first or your queen goes first, you can do both the personal reports super quick. 3 personal progresses, no matter how small. And then you can do the partnership progress. Partnership progress, like for example, it's I recognize meaningful progress today when we managed to return to connection quite quickly after the initial tension when talking about our budget. My second partnership progress is like, oh, I recognize partnership progress when you gave me that look when I returned from my jog that made it obvious you were checking me out. Right? That was progress. Yeah. And like the third one is I recognize meaningful partnership progress today when we worked together to make sure our daughter Mary felt seen and heard and safe when she shared her part of the story as to why she pushed the girl over at school today. The obvious one here for partnership progress that I passionately encourage every single one of you to be speaking in your practice later on with your beautiful queen is this one. I recognize partnership progress today as we're both doing this astoundingly high leverage connection habit called the weirdly called triple P practice. or the personal partnership progresses habit that we learned about on the awesome The Bee, The Husband, She Brags About podcast. You know, like, let that be partnership progress number 3. Apart from having some humor about the podcast link and where you learned this, I really, really encourage you guys to get this going. Masculine practice, as I define it, it's black and white. My practice has been the last 6 years and ongoing. It's this obsessive placing my awareness on, does it work, does it not? And I'm fine-tuning this recently. Does this make me happy, healthy, horny? Horny being an overall sexual libido in love with life, turned on in life. Does it make me happy, healthy, horny in marriage? And when I rinse this practice through, every time I do it with my queen, it spurs on a perspective of, wow, like that's a great day. That's actually a beautiful day. And as I say, sometimes it's a 2-3 minute and then we go on to whatever. We could be having, like, we have a movie night. We might just do it ourselves at the table and then we go into the girls later. Or, but very often it really creates a stir and a continuing conversation where the positivity of what we are actually successfully managing to do in, hey, it can get crazy. The craziness of marriage, of kids, of, well, we have pets, but every single one of you have a full schedule full of, you know, cool stuff to be doing. It's an honor to be a husband. It's an honor to be a dad. It's an honor to do the work that you do. It's an honor to be a human being and be alive. Yet in this modern life, it's like we're bombarded with doing shit, human doings rather than human beings. And the A to B doing, do, you know, or your personal worth is in what you do. We get so lost in the doing, which is focused on the problems, solving problems, solving problems, solving problems, that we never slow down and go, well, where did I make progress today? And where did we make progress today? You'll find that with a bit of practice, you might nail it right in the beginning. Your neurochemistry, when you do this, there's something wholesome and beautiful feeling in it, that it's like your neurochemistry inside, oxytocin together, because this is a together practice. You have that bonding closeness. It's like you're celebrating. And hey, it's a beautiful thing because, you know, sometimes my queen and, you know, it's like she'd be like, oh, God, where did I make another progress? And then you have an opportunity to go, hey, baby, the progress. And you get to affirm her in the progress. And it's a beautiful thing. It's placing that awareness and building that your awareness goes to the part of your mind which focuses on progress. And the more you do that, the more you become seen, heard, and safe. And the more you celebrate each other and you celebrate yourselves, that whole neurochemistry inside, you become your own inner world pharmacist where you're like, yeah, oxytocin and serotonin, or serotonin as some people pronounce it. And there's a whole incredible neurochemical party happening on your inside. And hey guys, the foundational point of all of this is we get into real shitty trouble in marriage when this foundational point of your body is constantly transmitting a message which is evoking a response. You guys are listening into this podcast because you just lost awareness that your body is transmitting a message, and that is damn important. And listening in, you have started like over probably many years evoking response that ain't so fulfilled or satisfying for yourself or your queen. Well, this practice here, when you build it, it's like your nervous system starts feeling good and starts seeing and perceiving progress happening all the time. And then that stacks and stacks and stacks, and you get into this upward spiral where the progress isn't so small. It actually gets bigger and bigger, and now you're feeling better. And you keep doing this. You know, I'm going to set it that you do this, you commit now to do it for 30 days straight and set it in as a habit, not only for yourself, but for yourself and your queen in the ecosystem of your marriage together. Man, in 30 days time, it's a neurophysiological fact. It's impossible that you will not feel more connected together and happier and more grounded in yourselves individually. Life is easy. get into the flow of love, get into the flow of focusing on progress, get into mastery of placing your awareness on shit that works for you, for your queen to be happy, healthy, horny together. And hey, happily ever after is, I mean, it's on the page. You've just got to take the pen up and put your focus on writing and placing your awareness and writing the good shit. And starting with focusing on progresses is an insanely high leverage place to start. And guys, live happily ever after. This, as always, has been in perfect alignment with the mantra of this beautiful movement. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day.